In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are in part two of Louisa and re-entering the womb of the Celestial Father and the Divine Will. We are on page six. And this is tape number three, near the top of the page, volume 22, 9/3/1927. Jesus begins by saying, "This is why, until the creatures let my divine will reign in the world, there shall be not even the idea nor true knowledge of what true peace and fullness of happiness means." So Jesus is saying that he wants us to live in true peace. He is the King of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Our Lady is the Queen of Peace. And he says there will be no peace until the divine will reigns. Okay. So where does Our Lady state that the peace must begin? He says, Our Lady says, it must begin within you. This is what Jesus wants us to understand. So the divine will has to begin to reign in us. Okay? So he says, the world will not even have the idea. It won't have the true knowledge of what true peace means, what fullness of happiness means. This is how we were supposed to live. And this is why, you know, families have difficulties, neighborhoods have difficulties, parishes have difficulties, nations, the world is in such turmoil because we don't have the divine will reigning. So Jesus is saying it has to begin in you, it has to begin in me, this understanding of how God wants us to live. And this is why God has given us the Book of Heaven. He's given us the Book of Heaven so that we can begin to live a life that's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what God's waiting for. And when this happens, when this true knowledge, when this idea of the divine will that Jesus and Mary lived, when this happens, we will have true peace. We have the fullness of divine happiness. He says, all things, however, good and holy, all the things shall not have their fullness, because since the dominion and the reigning of my supreme will is missing, what communicates the source of all happiness is missing, which is a spring. And therefore, one can take from it whatever he wants and however he wants it. So this spring, this gushing of water, you'll be filled with flowing water, rivers of flowing water within you. It shows us that this is coming. Okay, so he says, the reigning of the supreme will is missing in souls, no matter how good or holy they are. They don't have the fullness. And like I said before, a lot of saints had to go to purgatory because they did not possess the fullness of the divine will. And to get into heaven, we have to share in divinity. So he says that since the dominion and the reigning of the supreme volition was missing, what communicates the source of all divine happiness is missing. What happens to us is we become peaceful and something happens and we become disturbed, worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. And that really has to stop. That's our test. Jesus is saying, whatever I present to you, he says, I want to see your fiat. And that's what Our Lady did. You know, at the foot of the cross, she could stand there with her heart breaking, with her life ending, Jesus dying on the cross, and be filled with peace amid her sorrow. She was filled with joy amid her sorrow. Why? She trusted in God, believed in God, hoped in God. And therefore, it's the same thing with us. We're going to go through sorrows. We're going to go through difficulties. But Jesus says, he says, the source of all happiness has to be there to get through it. It's the spring, he says, that you can take from it whatever you want and however you want it. See, there's, the Lord wants, see, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a crucified God. We're going to see what he did for us. And this is why it's so important to have a crucifix, to have a, to meditate on Christ crucified. It's important that we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him. So Jesus says, this is the reason for all my cares, that my divine will be known. Why? So it forms its kingdom in the midst of souls. It forms the kingdom in the midst of your family. As you begin to live this, your family begins to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Why? Jesus is there. He's gazing in your gazing. He's listening in your listening. He's beating in your heart beating. He's breathing in your breathing. He is there. Your miserable human will isn't there anymore. Why? You gave it up. You've gone through those six steps that Our Lady taught Louisa in the first 6 days of the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom of the Divine Will. He says, this is the reason for all my cares, that my divine will be known and form its kingdom in the midst of souls, because I, God, want to see everyone happy. He wants to see us happy, trusting in him, believing in him, hoping in him, having confidence in him. And that happiness with which I issued all souls in creating them, and that happiness that they were delivered from the womb of their Creator, he says, they are the ones who possess all possible and imaginable happinesses. It's to begin to live a life of joy. Jesus says, I want to give you my joy, that your joy may be complete. It's a new beginning for mankind. It really is. And he's looking at us and he's saying to us, are you willing to do this? Are you willing to say yes to me? Are you willing to begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness? And when we say yes, Lord, then he says, okay, what about this situation? I'm going to test you, he says. What about that situation? And what we do is we begin to say fiat in everything that the Lord presents. Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, everything is yes, Lord. See, if we recognize him as our God, he knows what we're going through. He understands what we're going through. But he says, do you trust me? Do you trust me as your God? And it's, yes, Lord, I trust you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. This is what happens when you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, looking at Jesus in the monstrance. You're getting closer and closer to him. You're getting into a deeper and deeper relationship with him. And you're recognizing that without him, there is nothing. With him, there is everything. All possible and imaginable happinesses are with Jesus. And again, these are not human. It's divine. Volume 23, 10:30, 1927. The air is the life of creatures. They cannot live without air, but there is a great difference between good air and bad air. So it is with the air of the soul. So now he's trying to help us. He wants us to breathe with his breath, the Ruah of God, the breath of God. So he says, the air of my divine will maintains life pure, maintains life healthy, maintains life holy, beautiful and strong as it came out from the womb of its Creator. The air of the divine will. So when you wake up in the morning, you take your first breath. Jesus, I want to breathe. I want to breathe in the divine will. Jesus, Lord, breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Why? Because you will maintain my life pure, healthy, and holy, and beautiful, and strong. This is what you want, Lord. And I want this. I don't want to breathe humanly anymore. I only want to breathe the air of the divine will. The Lord goes, good. You're learning. Good. I'm going to fill you as much as you want. The deadly air of the human will deforms the poor creature. The deadly air of the human will makes the soul descend from her origin, God, and she grows sick and weak and arouses so much as to arouse pity. This is what... See, Jesus is saying to us, I'm going to perfect you. I'm going to make you a divine masterpiece. Let me accomplish this. And like we said before, he accomplishes it through sufferings. Physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. And we link our sufferings to Christ crucified. Jesus took upon himself all of our weaknesses, all of our sin. He died in our place. He knows what is needed to perfect us. You know, if we think that we're to be on earth to be happy and filled with all the goods of the earth, we're wrong. This is a waiting station. This is a place to get closer to God. This is a place to prove to God that we want to live in His most holy divine will, never to be separated from Him. How wonderful this is. How spectacular this is. Volume 23, 11, 6, 19, 27. Even more, you must know. This is a command from Jesus. You must know that for those who live or those who shall live in the divine will, the acts that I, God, did in redemption shall serve not as remedies, but as divine happiness, divine joy, and the most beautiful ornament in the royal palace of my most holy divine will. So he's telling us what he did in redemption for the last 2,000 years is give us medicine. The sacraments are our medicine. It helps us get through this life. But he says, for those who live in the divine will, or those who will live in the divine will, who must live in the divine will, he says, the acts that I did in redemption shall serve not only as remedies, not only as medicines, but will become divine happiness, divine joy, and the most beautiful ornament in the royal palace of my divine will. So to take on what Jesus has done on earth, this is the reason for the divine will. To gaze at the sky as Jesus gazed in the sky. Jesus gazed in my gazing. Why? To give the Father all the glory, all the praise, all the honor that He as God so rightly deserves. So he says, in fact, everything that I, Jesus, did was nothing but a birth from the divine will. Its merciful womb delivered for me onto the lap of my holy humanity all the acts that I, Jesus, did in coming upon earth. Therefore, it is right that as things belong to the divine will, they serve as an ornament for itself. As we enter into this, the Lord is transmuting us. That's inside and out. We're entering into a life that God has prepared from the beginning of time. It's a life that the Lord delights in. It's what is this life? He says, I'm going to make of you a divine masterpiece. You're going to be so beautiful that no one in heaven can compare to you. That's for each and every one of us in the divine will. He has prepared a way for us to live His life, to live Our Lady's life, the new Adam and the new Eve, through whom the newborn Luisa Picaretta. How magnificent is this that our God is doing this for us? Volume 23, 12, 14, 19, 27. So each knowledge, each truth that I manifest to you, Luisa, in the Book of Heaven, on my divine fiat, is a blow that I give to the human will. It makes the human will stop. It's the breath of God coming upon the divine, on the human will, leading the soul to the life that God originally planned, in such a way that all the knowledges about my divine will shall form as many blows to make the human will die, and its light and its heat shall pulverize it. It shall burn the bad seed away and shall form the good and holy seed of my most holy divine will in the human generations. God is going to do this for everyone. That's how much He loves us. He's saying to us, would you do this for everyone? Would you be like me, my image and likeness? Would you be like my mother in her image and likeness? This is what the Book of Heaven is. Would you be willing to do this in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. The bad seed of the human misery, the human will be gone. The good and holy seed of my most holy divine will reign in the human generations, past, present, and future. Do you see what's coming? And as I, Jesus, keep manifesting the knowledges about my holy divine will to you, Luisa Picaretta, I sow its seed into your soul. Let me read this again. As I keep manifesting the knowledges about my most holy divine will, those who read, those who study, those who put this into practice, like Luisa, I sowed its seed in your soul. It's going to begin to live. That's why I keep on saying, as you read the divine will, and not just a paragraph or two. I've heard people, I read the divine will. How much did you read? I read a paragraph. You know, it's just the same. It's nothing new. My goodness gracious. It's to begin to live a life that has never been seen by the saints. I prepare the soil. I develop the seed. And the light and the heat of my most holy divine will lay the wings of divine light of my divine will over the seed, more than a mother who hides her baby within her womb. In order to fecundate it, and multiply it and let it grow within in its womb of light. Do you see what Jesus is doing? He's saying it's going to grow in you. It's going to multiply in you. You are going to receive within its womb, of the divine will, this womb of light, of love, of life. Our God loves us so much that He has called us by name. He has formed us in His image, and now He wants to form us in His likeness. Through holy baptism, we've been formed in the image of God through the teachings of the church, through the beauty of Holy Mother Church. And now He wants us to begin to live this abundant life. So He says to us, and it's so important, and just as one creature, by doing His human will, Adam, He produced the bad seed and formed the ruin of the entire human family, except for Jesus and Mary. So shall another creature, Luisa Picaretta, by making the human will die, produce the seed of the divine fiat. You see why He loves Luisa Picaretta. It's the seed of the divine fiat. By giving it life and dominion within herself, Luisa shall restore what the creatures lost, and Luisa shall form for their salvation, sanctity, and happiness. It's a new beginning. This is why the Holy Father, Pope St. John Paul II, said, we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. He could see through the power of the Holy Spirit what was coming. And he tried to get us prepared for this. What did He say? Get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church and the new springtime of mankind. If one creature was able to form so many evils by doing His human will, why can another creature not form all goods by doing my most holy divine will and living the divine will in freedom to form its life and to form its kingdom in the soul? Do you see what God is doing? He says, because of Adam falling and lost everything, by Luisa letting the divine will have life and dominion within her, she's going to form for us now, because of Jesus and Mary, salvation, sanctity, and happiness. Because that's Jesus and Mary's life. One creature was able to form so many evils, Adam, by doing His human will. This is why another creature will form all the goods by doing my most holy divine will and then living the holy divine will. It'll have the freedom to form its life and to form its kingdom in Luisa. And remember, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. And then it will be given to us. The more that we read, the more that we study, the more we put this into practice. Volume 23, 3, 3, 1928. I felt as though sunken in the divine volition, its wonders, what the soul can do by possessing it, the divine will. It enraptured me, and I, the tiny little one, swam in this ocean, the sea of light of the fiat. And as I moved, I would wave, so would the waves of light rise. You see, this ocean is waves of light, invest with tints of varied beauties that would then go to unload themselves into the womb of my Creator. She begins to be enraptured. She begins to possess the divine will. She begins to swim in this ocean of light. She brings waves of light that are invested with tints of varied beauties. It's a new beginning. Then would go and unload themselves into the womb of my Creator. And the paternal goodness, seeing himself infested by these waves of his little one, that's us, linked to Louisa, moved his waves, his gigantic waves of light toward Louisa. Now listen to this. O Supreme Will, how admirable you are, how lovable you are, how desirable you are, more than life itself. That's what happens to the souls who read Louisa. They enter into a life that God had wanted from the beginning. Oh, Supreme Will, how admirable you are, how lovable you are, how desirable you are, more than life itself. You loved me so much as to put me in a contest with my God, wanting me to be even with God who created me. See, mutual possession. God possessing us, us possessing God. It's the marriage. It's the kissing of heaven and earth. But while my mind was wandering in the fiat, my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, the one who possesses the unity of my volition is free to act and to do as much good as she wants, because she has the source of good within herself. She has it at her disposal. She feels within herself the continuous touches of her Creator, the waves of his paternal love, and would feel too ungrateful if she did not form her waves to give back this I love you back to God. More so since she feels her own little sea flow within her soul from the immense ocean sea of God who created her. To enter into this life is to begin to live a life that God wants for us. You have to understand this. He wants us to enter into this life. It's not a devotional life. It's not just a holy life, good life, or saintly life. It's the life that Jesus wanted for Adam from the beginning. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary for Louisa. It's the divine life, the divine will. Volume 24, 6, 29, 28. My daughter, Louisa, this continuous I love you of yours is nothing other than the continuous continuity of the first I love you said in my divine will, that pronounced one time has the virtue of repeating with facts what was once said. So here it is. That was said once. The I love you forms the heat, and my divine will forms the light that, invading the I love you, forms the sun, one more radiant than the other. How beautiful is the life of the soul in my divine will. The soul acquires a long offspring, almost interminable. In fact, if she thinks, listen to this. See, this is what God is asking of us. If we think, we say, Jesus, think in my thinking. She gives birth to her thoughts with a divine mind, forming the long generation of her children in the mind of her celestial Father. It's Jesus that is thinking in our thinking. It's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit thinking in our thinking. If she speaks, she gives birth to the words within the Word of God, forming the long generation of the children of her Word. If she operates, she walks. If she palpitates, she gives birth to her works within the hands of her Creator, her steps within the divine feet, her heartbeat within the paternal heart, forming the long generation of the children of her works, of her steps, and of her heartbeats. What an endless generation of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, who lives in my divine will forms for her creator. When God said, be fruitful and multiply, it's with every thought, every word, every deed. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to do what he has done. So he says this, Louisa is the populator, the fecund mother that keeps he, Jesus, who created her always in feast, because each child, each thought, each word, each deed is a feast that God feels being given birth within his womb by Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa who live in his most holy divine will. Be fruitful and multiply every thought, every word, every deed. Do you see why God loves life, loves babies, loves children? They can multiply like God in his most holy divine will, because it's God that's doing it. Image and likeness. We see, we have to begin to think from a divine perspective of what Jesus wants. We have learned how the saints lived. We have learned that well. We've prayed the prayers of the saints. We've followed their rules and regulations. And now Jesus says, I want you to begin to live the life that I've planned from the beginning. To live in my most holy divine will. Not just to do the will of God as the saints, but to live in my most holy divine will. Volume 24, 7, 10, 19, 28. My daughter, the human will has produced so much evil as to form the unhappy state of the poor creature. It changed the soul's lot, her fortune. Since I am happy by my own nature. Everything that came out of our creative hands in creation came out with the fullness of divine happiness. Therefore, everything inside and outside of man flowed perennial joy and perennial happiness. Inside and out, that's transmuting. God is going to change us inside and out. The human will drove this sea of true and perpetual happiness out of itself, which then driven out, took refuge in the womb of its creator. See, nothing was lost. It's the womb of his creator who had issued it so that all of his works might be happy. Do you see what God is doing? All of the works of God. Everything's happening right now. Jesus is beginning to transmute us in a way that will astonish the world. Volume 24, 9, 10, 19, 28. Daughter of my supreme volition, I, God, want to hide nothing from you. Because for the one who lives in the divine will, my divine will itself makes itself the revealer of what the divine will has done for the love of souls. And what the creature, the soul herself, has done in the divine will. Because the divine will carries them in its womb as the triumph of its works. The triumph of the works of God is that we become like him. Do what God does. We don't become God. But he's so in love with us that he says, I want to hide nothing from you. Why? Because the one who lives in the divine will, my divine will itself, makes itself the revealer of what the divine will has done for the love of you, for the love of souls. Of what the soul herself has done in the divine will. Because these are lives that continue for all eternity. Because it carries them in its womb. It carries them as the triumph of the divine will works. Get ready to begin to live a life that is so amazing that you can't be the same anymore. Volume 24, 9, 21, 28. Indeed, from the moment we triune God created the creation, we triune God have always, always given to man without ever ceasing, while he has given back to us nothing. And if he tried to give us something, they were things extraneous to us, meager, unworthy of the triune God. But when our divine will is recognized, when it's recognized, and that's going to happen, the creature comes to live in it. That's what God is saying to us. Do you recognize what I'm going to do? Do you recognize what the divine will is? Come to live in the divine will. The soul shall take possession of our works. The soul shall take possession of all of creation. It belongs to us, Jesus says. Do we say, everything belongs to me now? everything is that I love you from God. It's mine. And I want to give this divine I love you back to you, Lord. I want you to receive all the beauty that you have created from a divine perspective, not a human perspective. But when our divine will is recognized, the creature comes to live in it and shall take possession of our works. Then we shall cease to give, because we have given enough, so much that she shall not be able to embrace them all. The soul shall begin to give to her Creator, and she shall give us not things extraneous and unworthy of us, but our own things, fruits of our own works. Oh, how glorified, loved, and honored we, Triune God, shall feel. Finally, the creatures, the souls, the humans, my children, are giving back to God what is God's. So the knowledge of the divine fiat, the return of its life into the midst of creatures, shall open the contest between God and soul. That's what's coming. It shall be able to give us, Triune God, and we shall be able to let her possess it. It shall be the return of our works back into our womb, and therefore let your flight in our most holy divine will and the divine fiat be continuous, that we may give you everything, and you may give us back everything. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathe, Jesus, in my breathing. I want to give you my breath back to you as your breath. Beat in my heart beating. Let your blood flow in my veins. Your I love you flow in my veins so I can give back to you this divine I love you back to you. Volume 24, 8, 28, 28. How these happinesses shall be communicated to the creature when they come to know these truths. This happiness and be communicated to the creatures, to us, when we know these truths. You have to read this. You have to study this. You have to put this into practice. That's what Jesus is asking. And they are like many queens, each of whom possess properties, vast and distinct, one from the other. And they are waiting for the peoples to know that these queens exist and that they contain their properties, and yearn and want to enrich and to make happy the souls who live in the divine will because of whom they were issued from the divine womb. This is, God loves us so much that He has got great plans. And all He asks of us is to do this. Please do this. If you knew how suffocated our love remains, Jesus says, after having released so many divine happinesses from our paternal womb, for as many truths as we have manifested to you, Luisa Picaretta, in the Book of Heaven, seeing that the creatures do not enjoy these feasts, nor give us the divine glory that they should give us, Triune God, because they ignore such a great good, and only because they do not want to occupy themselves with making known a good and graces so great. So who are we making this known to? It's ourselves. Your family doesn't want it. Your neighbors don't want it. Your co-workers don't want it. Jesus says that you don't enjoy these feasts, these truths that I've given to you, Luisa, in the Book of Heaven. The souls don't want to read it. This is a sorrow for us, Triune God, that you cannot comprehend. Therefore, pray incessantly that my most holy divine will be known, that my most holy divine will reign in the midst of creatures, in the midst of your family. Your family would change if you read, study, and put this into practice. So that as Father, I, Jesus, may break the bread of divine happiness for my children. He will be there in your homes. He will be there in your churches. He will be there in the nations. This is what He has planned, that we go back to what He wanted from the beginning. Volume 25, 11, 4, 19, 28. My daughter, for as many truths as I have manifested to you, Luisa, about my divine will, so many lights have unleashed themselves from within our divine womb and have fixed themselves in you, Luisa Picaretta. Where is the light? They're centralized in Luisa. This is why we don't do anything separate from Luisa. They have fixed themselves in you, Louisa, but without detaching from the center of your God. In fact, the light is inseparable from God. It communicates itself, it fixes itself in you, Louisa, and it never loses its center from which it came out. This is why we want to be with Louisa. We have a connection to the center of God, the fiat of God. Do you see what the Lord is doing? He's beginning a new era. How beautiful it is to see Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa with all these lights fixed in Louisa that have the virtue of making God who created Louisa arise again in the soul. This life that God originally wanted is now coming back. And so many times, for as many truths are manifested to Louisa, read, study, put into practice the Book of Heaven. And since I, God, have manifested to you, Louisa, on my divine will, they are innumerable truths, so many that you yourself cannot count them all. Many lights, that is, many luminous rays are fixed in you, Louisa Picaretta, that descend from God, but without detaching from its divine womb. These lights form the most beautiful ornament in you, Louisa Picaretta, and the greatest gift that you could receive from God. So Jesus is saying to us, I want you to begin to possess what I gave to Louisa. I want you to begin to possess this. How amazing is that? In fact, since these truths are fixed in you, Louisa Picaretta, they give you, Louisa, right over the divine properties. She is the little newborn. And there's so many rights as for so many truths that I have manifested to you, Louisa, in the Book of Heaven. You cannot comprehend the great dowry that you, Louisa, have been endowed with by God Himself with these truths that, like many lights, are fixed in your soul. Do we understand where this is coming from? This is why have an image of Louisa somewhere in your home. Many lights are fixed in her soul. She is the newborn. She is the firstborn of the divine will. He says, the whole of heaven is amazed at seeing so many lights in you, Louisa Picaretta, all pregnant with many divine lives. And as you, Louisa, communicate them to other souls like us, this divine light winds its way. It fixes itself in other hearts. That's what's happening. Without leaving you, Louisa. Without leaving you, Louisa. Listen to that. Without leaving you, Louisa. That's what God wants. And forms the divine life wherever it reaches. Is this light that's been breathed into Louisa reaching into us? My daughter, what a great treasure has been entrusted to you with so many truths that I have told you about my divine will in the Book of Heaven. This is a treasure that has its source in the divine womb and shall always give light without ever ceasing. My truths are more than sun that gives light to the earth and invests it, fixes on it, and it fixes on it, and it gives birth on the face of it and for each thing to the effects and the goods that the light contains. See, this is divine. This is a divine mystery. But jealous, it does not detach its light from its center, Louisa, and the center goes to God. This is so true that as it moves on to illuminate other regions, the earth remains in the dark. See, the earth is still in the dark. Wait till the Book of Heaven is released in all languages to all the world. Jesus says the face of the earth will be transformed. This will be a new light and life for His church. So He says, on the other hand, the Son of My truths, while it does not detach from its center, fixing itself in the soul, forms in Louisa and now begins to form in us its perennial day, a new day. Our Lord is so in love with us. Our Lord is so in love with us that He has given us the Book of Heaven. How amazing. Volume 25, 2:22-19:29. Now, my daughter, you, Louisa, know that the greatest work is to establish the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. This is the greatest work of God, to establish the kingdom of the divine will upon the earth. and to make it known. There is no good that the creature can receive if she does not know the divine will, the kingdom of the divine will. What is your wonder then? If we, Triune God, have surrendered to obedience so as to not let you die. Okay, what happened there? Jesus says, When I have finished teaching you everything in the divine will, then I will take you to heaven. So this obedience not to let her die. Until Jesus tells her everything. That's the 36 volumes. More so since because of your connection with my divine will, fiat, you enter into the extraordinary order. And since each knowledge about my divine will has many divine lives that come out of God's womb, the sacrifice of your life was needed in order to receive them. Okay, so what was the sacrifice of her life? At 17, Jesus said to Louisa, go to bed and stay there. Then he said, stop eating, stop drinking, stop sleeping. She sacrificed her life. Each knowledge of my divine will is many divine lives that come out of our womb, and the sacrifice of your life was needed. Louisa, this sacrifice was needed in order to receive them. The very privation of heaven from which obedient has snatched you. He says, you are of heaven. That's exactly what Padre Pio said. Louisa is more of heaven than of earth. That's exactly what St. Honorable de Francia said. Louisa is more of heaven than of earth. Volume 25, 3, 13, 19, 28. But this new pain prepares you, Louisa, to receive the void is prepared in you in which to place the new knowledges about my divine will. See, this is what's happening to us. The pain, the new harrowing death that you suffer because of my privation is the new call that arcane and mysterious and enrapturing voice calls me, and I come, and in return I manifest to you a new truth that brings you the new life of your Jesus. See, what she wrote down in the Book of Heaven is happening to us. He has called us with his enrapturing voice. He is bringing to us a new life of Jesus as we read. He speaks to us about his life that he wants to reign in us. Image and likeness. More so, since the divine knowledges of my divine will are divine lives that come out of the womb of our divinity, therefore the divine pain that you suffer because of my privation has the virtue of calling from heaven these divine lives of the knowledges of my divine will to reveal themselves to you, Louisa, and to the souls who are reading the Book of Heaven, so as to make them reign on the face of the earth. That's what Jesus is doing. The knowledge of the divine will are revealed to us by Louisa as we read the Book of Heaven to make them reign on the face of the earth. They reign in us. Oh, if you knew what value one single knowledge of my divine will contains. What good these knowledges can produce. You would hold it as the most precious relic. You will keep it, one kept as more than a sacrament. Do you know why he says this? Because Jesus says, this is the sacrament of sacraments. This is why it has to be given out by priests. And this is why it's very, very important that we read, that we study, that we put this into practice. Therefore, let me do this. That's what Jesus is saying. Let me do this in you. Abandon yourself in my arms. I, God, am waiting for you. Your Jesus is waiting for you to bring you the divine lives of the knowledge of his fiat. These divine lives of the knowledges of his fiat are in your hands with the Book of Heaven. Read this, study this, put this into practice. Begin to live this new and abundant life that our God has waiting for us. This is so amazing what our God is doing. It is so magnificent what our God is doing. And all that he asks of us is fiat. And he says, here's the book of heaven. And when we say fiat, what does Jesus say? Read this, study this, put this into practice. I will stand right beside you. I'll touch your mind that you will understand it. And I will touch your heart so that you will love it. How much our Lord loves us. That he has given us the book of heaven. He's given us Louisa. Louisa, little Louisa. How beautiful Louisa is. How magnificent Louisa is. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.